and counting, Celeste. Thank you. John Rahm is on the 18th at Torrey Pines. He is currently tied for the lead, and he's just drained a putt, and that'd be a birdie putt. He had to come out of the bunker, so maybe it's for par. So he's just drained a clutch putt on the final hole here, and he is going berserk on the green side. So John Rahm has finished his round. Get his score in just a sec when it comes up, but he is now well and truly in contention. So a final round 67, it was birdie. So he now goes to 6-under. A final round 67, he leads at 6-under. He is in the clubhouse. Louis Oosthuizen is on the 15th hole, and he's at 5-under. So it's a race between these two. So John Rahm, remember he was taken off the course a couple of weeks ago when he tested positive. He was leading by 6 strokes at the Memorial, and he was taken off the course after testing positive to COVID-19. Now he's back out here at the US Open, going for his first US Open championship, and he's just drained a killer putt on the 18th hole to take the clubhouse lead at the moment, 6-under. So Louis Oosthuizen now has a chance over the course of the next 3 holes to bring him back. Incredible stuff at the US Open. Thanks to Titleist Tour Speed, fastest golf ball in all its class. Get new Titleist Tour Speed or get left behind. Let's see if Louis Oosthuizen can do it. John Rahm is now celebrating on the side of the green with his wife and little baby. So a little bit premature at the moment, but he's in the clubhouse with the lead. On the text line, g'day, Matty. As a Panthers fan, yes, I agree, the Roosters prop shouldn't have been sent off, but I think things got evened up when the Roosters number 15 got Cleary high and stayed on the field. Cheers, says the Big G. Are the Broncos players joking, says the Reptile. Player revolt, are you kidding me? You players are getting paid too much and are taking the mickey. Kevy has called you on it. Now you want to have a sook. Broncos maybe have a revolt on the field and show some pride. Makes you wonder where Kevy Walters goes at the moment, because he's stuck. They're at the bottom of the ladder. They got absolutely trounced. If he's not getting through to his players, he is in an almighty hole. Of course, we're counting down to State of Origin number 2. The Blues go in full of favouritism after a huge win in Game 1. Monday is the Monday Means Test with Brandy Alexander, and Brandy's given us a call on the line in Blues camp. Morning, mate.
Morning, Matty.
So what's the plan today? Where are you?
We're at the airport at the moment. So we're going to jump on a flight and head to Kingscliff via Coolangatta. So we'll fly to Coolangatta and then bust down to Kingscliff, where camp will be. So, we'll arrive there at about early afternoon, about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, have a light run this afternoon. And the boys that played yesterday and Saturday won't do much at all. So that's the plan. That's what's on this morning and early afternoon.
All right. So Kingscliff was the choice just given what's been happening in the eastern suburbs in particular. Otherwise, you would have been scheduled to stick around at Coogee, I guess. So, I mean, the thing about this, Brandy, is that we're getting used to this rodeo, aren't we? So it's not much of an inconvenience.
No, it's not. No. And, I guess we wanted to get as close to Queensland as possible. Even thought about going into Queensland, Matty, just in case borders shut down. But we'll be right on the border, and it's just one of those things. The players got used to doing some pretty unusual things last year, so this isn't much of an inconvenience. It's just just got to stay flexible.
Mate, I'm watching the golf. I know that you love your golf. So the US Open. So Bryson DeChambeau has just lost the plot. He's tumbled down to a tie for 8th. John Rahm's just nailed a putt on the 18th. So, mate, he leads at 6-under. And Louis Oosthuizen
has a good score.
Yeah.
That's
Louis,
a good score in the club.
Especially at US Open. Louis's at 5-under, and he's got 3 holes to play, so I'll keep you updated as we chat. I saw last night Dale Finucan coming into the squad. Angus Crichton, of course, called in as well. Jake Trbojevic has been ruled out. When Dale turned up, I saw an interview he did just as he was walking into the team hotel, and he said, I'm just going to go upstairs and basically find out what my role is. What's his role going to be?
Depending on what his role, depending on whether he's in the 17 or not, Matty. But Dale's been there before, so and he was close to selection in game 1, and the injury to Jake just opens the door for either Dale or Angus to come in.
Right. So, it's funny, mate, because you'd walk away from game one thinking we don't have to change anything, but injuries are obviously a different scenario. So, it's kind of like for like, isn't it? I mean, you can take somebody like Jake Trbojevic out, but when you replace him with the calibre that you've got on call, it's not a bad replacement.
No, it isn't. No, we're in a pretty good position. And the fact that everyone else got through the weekend, I'm mildly surprised. No suspensions, no injuries to any of the other players. Hart was in the mouth on a couple of occasions last night watching Tom. And when they had the game wrapped up, I was pleading for Dez just to take him off. And that, enough is enough. But anyway, no, it was good that everyone got through. And you're right, Matty. There, you know, we have got the luxury of, you know, bringing Angus in, who was who would have been part of the 17, apart from the suspension. And you know, Dale's been a great player for us over the last couple of years.
When you watch Tom Trbojevic in the kind of form that he's in at the moment, Brandy, does it just make you smile as a football lover first up, and then obviously with your role there with the Blues with Freddie, it just must make you smile to see that kind of player in that kind of form and showing that level of professionalism.
He's incredible, isn't he? You know, and we had a chat last night just with a few of the players, and we're just talking about best player you've played with and best player you've played against. And of course, mine, you know, dated back to the 80s, but of the current squad, it was incredible to hear a couple of them say best player I've played with and against is Tom Trbojevic, which is incredible, isn't it? But he's in that sort of form.
Who was yours?
Best player I played against was Brett Kenny. He was a favourite of mine before I started playing in 84. You know, I watched the Parramatta side of 81, 82, 83 win comps and couldn't help but, even though I was a Penrith boy, just loved watching the Eels. And got to play with Bird on the 86 Kangaroo Tour. And, you know, that was a great thing. So Brett Kenny was mine. Greatest player I played with, I couldn't split Freddie or Laurie Daly. I played club footy with Laurie Daly, with Freddie, of course, but got to play a few rep games with Laurie Daly. And when I played with him, I played against him a lot of times, Matty. But playing with him was a different thing. And I remember walking off the field one night, and I said to my wife, "Wow, he's the best I've ever I've played with." So couldn't split Freddie or Laurie.
Mm. And that's not surprising. I'm just taking a look. Poor old Bryson DeChambeau is having one of those days, mate. He was just on the side of the green. He had a little chip just almost just above the bunker in a tuft of grass, and he's managed to whack it right across the other side of the green, over the cart path and into the rough on the other side. Louis Oosthuizen has just parred, so he remains at five under. He's one shot adrift.
Matty, what about Rory McIlroy? We just jumped on the bus and he landed in a greenside bunker and the shot looked almost impossible. He's jammed up against the edge of the bunker.
Yeah, Rory's still at two under. So there's a whole stack of players at two under. So it's Ramus ties in English, then Kepka, Morikawa, Migliozzi as well. So there's a whole stack of them. Poor old John Rahm's standing around waiting and waiting because Louis still got a few holes to play. So let's see how that one plays out. What do you make of the Queensland team? You've obviously been across this morning. And first up, number one, at fullback, they've picked this 18-year-old who's played seven NRL games. Reece Walsh is going to get a crack.
That's unbelievable, isn't it? And I'm not saying that he shouldn't be there, but just... Look, I've been in awe watching Reece Walsh. He's such a talented player, but it's a big step for an 18-year-old that hasn't played that much first grade. But talent wise, I haven't seen many more like him, Matty. He's an incredible runner of the football. He's got great instinct. So, I guess with Kalen's injury and AJ Brimson's injury that. You know, they've gone down and thought that Reece Walsh might be able to do something for them. And, you know, I can see that. I can see why they've picked Reece Walsh. But, what an incredible rise. And again, I've said it a couple of times. How did the Broncos not see that this young man was as good as he was?
Yeah.
I can't get that one.
Does it surprise you that you pick a youngster for a clutch game. They've got to win this game. Does it surprise you, given we know his talent, we know his future, I think, but does it surprise you that you pluck somebody like that and put him into that arena?
The surprise is only the fact that, you know, it's unusual, but not the surprise in do I think he can handle it or would I take that sort of risk? Maybe I might. Like, I know, you know, there's no need to at New South Wales because of the fullbacks that we have. But, and it doesn't matter what position, he's played a little bit of 5'8". Yeah, it only surprises me because of the circumstance. But I think it's a brave selection, and it could work because I think he is that good.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens there with Reece Walsh. So Louis on the 16th, which is a par 3, Brandy. He's got a 4-iron in his hand. He's one shot off the lead. I'll talk you through this one. So he's absolutely nailed this. This is straight at the pin. Talk about under pressure. And he's on the green, no problems. That will be probably par. So just to the right-hand side of the green, he'll have two putts for par. So that's the 16th. He's got two more to play after this one. Just the final one on Andrew McCulloch as well coming in. We know that Harry Grant is out. So when you guys look at this team from a New South Wales perspective, is there anything that shocks you in this team, that worries you in this team, or is there something in this squad that says to you, you know, we keep doing what we're doing, we're going to be okay?
Yeah, look, we can't account for what Queensland do. All we can do is worry about ourselves, Matty, but that's a bit of a cliche. Look, Josh Papali coming into the side definitely strengthens their middles, as does Christian Walsh, who was taken out of the game after 10 minutes. So they really are starting with a new front row. And I know the Harry Grant injury certainly was a blow to them, but Andrew McCulloch's done a good job. And, you know, it doesn't matter what name you put in a Queensland jumper, they will lift. And so I think it's a better looking forward pack. David Peter coming off the bench, he'll give them some impact. Mate, it's a Queensland side and we're playing at Suncorp Stadium. So, you know, Queensland, Suncorp, Origin, it adds up to a tough game. There'll be no complacency here. We won't look at that side as being any weaker or stronger than what it was in game one, but you know, you throw in Papali and Welsh, I think the front row looks better.
Rory McIlroy is on the 17th. He's now one under, so he's in a tie for seventh. And I can tell you that on the par four 17th, Bryson DeChambeau's just had an 8, mate. So he is now plus 3. See you latersville. He's out the back door on that one. So a quadruple bogey on the par four 17th for Bryson DeChambeau. We'll let you go, mate. Enjoy the trip. Safe travels. And let's catch up during the week and go the Blues.
Good on you, Matty. Great to speak, mate.
Greg Alexander there. The Monday means test live from New South Wales camp as they head up towards Kingscliff. 0457 736 736 is the text line. Or give us a call 1300 01 1170.